நைஸ். ஓகே, யூ வில் லேர்ன் த சுந்தர காண்ட் ஃப்ரம் நாம ராமாயணம். கபிவர சந்தட சம்ஸ்மிருத ராம் தத்கதி விக்ன த்வம்சக ராம் சீதா பிராண தாரக ராம் துஷ்ட தசானன தூஷித ராம். ஓகே, நவ் யூ ஹேவ் எனி டவுட் இன் ப்ரொனவுன்சியேஷன்? ஹா, எனி டவுட் இன் ப்ரொனவுன்சியேஷன்? கபிவரஸ் இட்ஸ் ப்ரொனவுன்ஸ் லைக் தட், ப்ரொனவுன்ஸ் லைக் தட். கபிவரஸ் கபிவர சந்தட சம்ஸ்மிருத ராம் கபிவர சந்தட சம்ஸ்மிருத ராம் தத்கதி விக்ன த்வம்சக ராம் சீதா பிராண தாரக ராம் துஷ்ட தசானன தூஷித ராம் கபிவர சந்தட சம்ஸ்மிருத ராம் தத்கதி விக்ன த்வம்சக ராம் சீதா பிராண தாரக ராம் துஷ்ட தசானன தூஷித ராம் Do you have any problem in tune or anything? I'll sing. Tadgati vigna dvamsakaram
Tadgati vigna dvamsakaram
Tadgati vigna dvamsakaram
Mataji,
I have any doubt.
You have any doubt? Okay, now I'll sing the whole paragraph. Let me see how you sing. I'll sing the whole paragraph, okay? Kapivara santata samsritaram Gadgati vigna dvamsakaram Sita prana dharakaram Dushta dashanana dushitaram
Kapivara santata samsritaram Gadgati vigna dvamsakaram
Two times. Kapi. The first two lines, na? The first two lines you sing two times.
Not getting the tune.
Okay, I'll do it again. Kapivara santata samsmrita ram.
Kapivara santata samsmrita ram. Kapivara santata samsmrita ram.
தத்கதி விக்ன த்வம்சகராம்
தத்கதி விக்ன த்வம்சகராம் தத்கதி விக்ன த்வம்சகராம் தத்கதி விக்ன த்வம்சகராம்
കപിവര സന്തട സംസ്മൃതരാം തദ്ഗതി വിഘ്ന ധ്വംസകരാം സീതാ പ്രാണാധാരകരാം ദുഷ്ടദശാനന ദൂഷിതരാം Did you get the tune?
Yes.
What? You got
yes.
the tune?
Yes.
I'll repeat the whole paragraph the same way you try to sing, okay? Kapivara santata samsmritaram. And always the first two lines, whenever the paragraph starts, you have to sing it twice, okay? Kapivara santata samsmritaram. Tadgati vigna dvamsakaram. കപിവര സന്തട സംസ്മൃതരാം തദ്ഗതി വിഘ്ന ധ്വംസകരാം സീതാ പ്രാണ ധാരകരാം ദുഷ്ടദശാനന ദൂഷിതരാം ലോ ലോ ഇൻ സ്റ്റാർട്ടിംഗ് ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് ലോ ഇൻ ലാസ്റ്റ് ലൈൻ ഇറ്റ് ഗോസ് അപ് കപിവര സന്തട സംസ്മൃതരാം ധ്വംസകരാം കപിവര സന്തട സംസ്മൃതരാം തദ്ഗതി വിഘ്ന ധ്വംസകരാം സീതാ പ്രാണ ധാരകരാം ദുഷ്ടദശാനന ദൂഷിതരാം വാട്ട് ഇറ്റ് നെക്സ്റ്റ് പാരഗ്രാഫ് Rama, who was constantly remembered by Hanuman, the best among the ape men, O Rama, who destroyed the obstacles in his way, O Rama, who is the evil rogue, and sorry, Rama, who the evil rogue, Ravana, made false statements about. Okay. So here we see how Rama removed the obstacles on the way of Hanuman. You saw now how Hanuman was flying to the ocean. All the obstacles were removed. It was on the because due to the mercy of Lord Ram. Okay. So last week, I mean,
two demons were killed. What are the names?
So keep the book still.
One was that shadow.
What shadow?
Catching the ship.
First, who came?
First, who came?
One
dragon came.
First, who came?
That Nag.
No. You keep the books. Keep the books now. Keep the books.
Demigods send that.
Before that, something came. Oh, let me see who is intelligent enough.
That
Parvat. What is that Parvat's name?
Something from him.
Mount Everest.
Mount Meru.
Huh?
Mira. Meera, Meeru, Meeru.
Mandara.
Mount Meeru doesn't come here at all.
Are wo to Jabalpur
mein hai. Menaka, yeah. Menaka. Mount Menaka. And first, do you remember which mount, from which mountain Hanuman started flying? What is that mountain's name?
Are Meeru, Meeru kya
What is that mountain's name from which Hanuman started flying? First one mountain was there, I told you, he stood up on that. And then when he started flying, all the trees uprooted, they started flying with him. Which mountain it was? This is how you are observing. Only stories, it goes from here, it goes from here. Nothing goes here. So, bolna. What is that mountain's name? What is the mountain's name from which Hanuman started flying? No. No way.
Big hint you want? Bring Rama and book.
K-12.
Yes. Purchase Rama and book.
K-12.
Okay, Mahendra Mountain. From Mahendra Mountain, Hanuman started flying. And second is Menaka Mountain. And who told Menaka Mountain to go to give rest?
Varundev.
Very good. Hari bol. Varundev told. Okay. Then, after that, who came?
That Nag, demigods and that.
What the?
Sapna.
In
the form of
Surasa.
Yeah, Surasa. Then, after that, what happened? After Surasa?
Shadow.
Yeah. Who was that demoness who could catch the shadow of Hanuman? I am feeling dull and I see you people.
Rama and Bukka. What do you give Rama and Bukka?
Simhika.
Simhika.
And who was the last demoness?
Lanki.
At least remember something. Okay. You know what? Next time when you do an exhibition, maybe you can do this. For your exhibition. Next time when we have exhibition for the temple, maybe some of you can do this. Can do a full cardboard in that. We can make Hanuman flying and Surasa, Simhika, Lankini, like that. You can do something in the Mahendra Mountain. It's a nice project. And you can show, explain it. No? It's a very nice project. Yeah. Do na.
Group, if it is group,
yes, yes.
Which?
This project I said, sometime you can do it. Anyway, so then after that what happened?
Big wooden plank.
Okay, then after that what happened? After Hanuman did, he slapped.
He went to every place.
Yes, every room of Ravana. Then, yes. And then what did he see?
He saw a big palace.
Yeah, big palace he saw then.
He saw a
Then he was tired and going.
She was nice.
So he shot Ashoka, one Ashoka trees is there.
No.
Let me find her. Hey, what?
Okay.
Second, he was caught. Ravan's bed.
A beautiful lady was
He was caught? No, we have not reached there still.
Diamond
and gold bed was there.
And a beautiful woman was there.
She was her wife.
Yes.
He thought and he told no.
And was?
Then he was sad and he was walking. Then he.
Hey, just ship.
Then he remembered that when.
Sita kidnapped.
When Sita was kidnapped, there was Ashoka.
Okay.
So he thought.
Yeah. So now, okay, so Sita, now what happened? Hanuman came to Ashoka Van. So he was thinking, your Sita must be there because there were Ashoka trees.
You told.
Then he went
to the
toilet. Sita was then three
children.
One was kind.
What was her name? What was her name? Trijata. Yes, Trijata. Yeah, Trijata was the name of the demoness. But she was a nice demoness. She was very kind to Sita Devi. Basically, Hanumanji was sitting on the tree, tallest, just a recap little bit. He was sitting on the tallest tree and then what did he saw? He saw Ravana coming from there and he preached to Sita Devi. That he preached all these things and he said that you should marry me. So then because she refused, So then Ravana told the demoness, you try to convince her, if she doesn't marry me, then you kill her and I will eat all her flesh and bones and I'll drink her blood. So this all Ravana told to the demoness, and then he went. So all those demonesses, they started convincing Sita Devi that, you know, Ravana is so rich, you will become a queen, you will rule all over us, you will have so many servants and all these things. But Sita Devi was not ready to listen to all these things. So they were about to harass her. At that time, Hanumanji jumped from there, from the tree. And then he started this thing. First of all, demonesses, they were harassing, they were not sleeping. When Hanumanji jumped, there are different versions. Hanumanji jumped, he made all those, he didn't make them sleep. He just made them all to run away from there. He scared them off. And then he came in front of Sita Devi. Sita Devi saw him like this and she said, if you change forms, don't think I'll be attracted by you. You think I'll be attracted by a monkey? Then he said, no, Sita Devi, I am not Ravana. She thought him to be Ravana. So then Hanumanji said, I am not Ravana. So then how can I believe you? So then he said, no, I am Hanuman. I am your Das. So then she said that, how can I believe you? How can you cross the ocean? So then he said, I crossed the ocean. That is a big story about it. And then he told him, because I grew big. Growing big, monkeys growing big, how can you grow big? So then he showed, it's very simple. So he said, Ram, Ram, Ram. And he started growing very huge, very tall. So then Sita Devi saw like this. And again he came down. So then she believed him because he was chanting the names of Lord Rama constantly. So then not only that, he also gave the ring of Lord Rama to her. And he said the message that Lord Rama is very soon going to come. He is going to win over Ravana and take you back. So then, so please sustain yourself. And then Sita Devi was very happy with Hanumanji. And then Hanumanji thought, okay, I found Sita, I should do something here. I should do some badmashi here. So then, I am a monkey, I should do something here, I should not go just like that. So then, he went again back to the tree. And what did he do? He started, uprooting all the trees. And there was a very beautiful rock waterfall. He just damaged that and water was everywhere in the forest. He damaged, actually Ashoka one was the best gardens of Ravana. In the best gardens, Ravana had kept Sita Devi. And Hanumanji started destroying everything. He started destroying the trees, the flowers, I mean everything, whatever he could see, everything he started destroying. And the gardener of that place, he came and he told to Hanumanji, what do you think? Why are you doing all these things? And Hanumanji started even again fighting with him. And then this gardener, he went running to Ravana. He said, this monkey is there and he's spoiling the whole Ashoka Vatika. So then Ravana said, monkey is spoiling and what you are doing? And then he said, okay, you send Jambumali. Jambumali was the son of Prahastha. So he told Veka, send Jambumali along with 80,000, call Jambumali. So they went and they called, Jambumali was one of the associates. Prahastha was also one of the soldiers of Ravana. All demons. So then Jambumali was, all the demons, what they do, they keep on drinking wine and they are just lying down. So then they went and they told to Jambumali that Ravana is calling you. So Jambumali said, for what? To fight. With whom? With Ravana, then with Indra or with Agni or with whom? So then he said, with a monkey. With a monkey? Why should I go and fight with a monkey? No, Ravana has called you. So then he went to Ravana and Ravana said that now you go and fight with a monkey. With a monkey? Yes, he's very missing. He has destroyed the whole Ashoka Vatika. He's not an ordinary monkey. So you go and fight with Hanumanji and not only that, you take 80,000 soldiers with you. So Jambumali along with 80,000 demons and he was in a chariot and he went to see Hanumanji. And Hanuman was very angry actually. You know, so what he was actually doing? He was sitting on that Ashoka Vatika, on the tree, and he was doing like this. Yes, come and challenge with me. He was just sitting on top of the... Who's ready to come and challenge with me? I want to fight with all of you. So he was sitting like this. So then Acharya described more nicely. I know it's so good at describing. So this Hanumanji was telling, challenge, challenge, come and challenge with me. Why, you people can't fight with a monkey or what? So then Jambu Mali came and said, yes, I am coming to fight with you. So then Hanumanji said, Jambu Mali came and told, you know who I am? I am the son of Prahastha. Prahastha has done so many things. And you know what? Why are you fighting here? You know you are in the kingdom of Ravana. Ravana will destroy you. You know in Ravana's kitchen itself, all the 9 planets are cooking. And all the demigods are under his control. And what is this you are? So 9 planets are cooking in the kitchen of Ravana. So then, it was. Ravana had conquered over everything. All the 9 planets were cooking in Ravana's kitchen. Ravana's kingdom, everyone was very happy actually. Everyone was, no one was afraid of anything. In that way. That's, of course, they were following demons' law and all. But still, they were not afraid of anything. And everything was surplus. Everything was fine. So, this Jambu Mali was saying all. So then Hanumanji said, that is all past. You see now what I have done. I have destroyed this whole this thing. Now you know I am going to do so many things. Now fight with me. So then this Jambu Mali, what did he do? Hanumanji started throwing big rocks on this one, Jambu Mali. So then Jambu Mali, what he did? He took his bow, he took his arrow, and he started doing, he did Achaman. You know, we wash our hands, no? That is called Achaman. He did Achaman and he started chanting mantras. Oh, Hanumanji thought all these demons are very cultured. They are chanting all these mantras. So then he started shooting arrows. And then what did Hanumanji do? He took all the arrows. He started breaking up all the arrows. And then Jambu Mali thought, I should do some mystic things. So then I should use my mystic powers. And what did Jambu Mali do? He closed his eyes and he started growing very big. He started growing so big Hanumanji was only up to his ankles. Then he thought, what an insignificant monkey you are, see? So then Hanumanji said, you wait and see. And what did Hanumanji do? He started growing up. And Jambu Mali had just closed his eyes. Hanumanji, he said, you wait and see what I do. So he started growing up. So, and when Jambu Mali just opened his eyes, what did he see? He saw two big round things. And there was no eyes, there was no nose, I mean there was no mouth. He saw something huge, round thing. And then Jambu Mali was, you know, just looking like this. And Hanumanji, here I am! Hanumanji shouted. And what was those things? They are my knees, Jambu Mali, he told him. They were the knees of Hanuman. And the maximum Jambu Mali could extend was only up to the knees of Hanumanji. And Hanumanji was very, very up, you know. Jambu Mali is looking like this at him. And then Jambu Mali thought, what my soldiers will think? My prestige will go. So, you know, he just looked at the back to... he thought my soldiers should not get discouraged. So, he looked at the back. Hanumanji said, don't worry, all are finished. By the time Jambu Mali could expand, both started expanding. So by the time Jambu Mali could expand to the maximum he could, Hanumanji, what he did, there was a hall called Chaitya of Ravana. Ravana had different places. So that Chaitya palace was there. It was made out of marble and there were pillars. And the army, this 80,000 soldiers of Jambu Mali, they were arranged in a very beautiful pattern. So what Hanumanji did, he just took one pillar of that Chaitya hall and he just placed it on top of them. And that itself, he finished all the 80,000 demons. Shri Hanumanji ki?
Yes.
Oh, this way, this Hanumanji told to Jambu Mali that all of them are finished. And not only that, the chariot of Jambu Mali was smashed. Nothing was remaining of Jambu Mali. So then Hanumanji said, you know, you better give Sita back. So then Jambu Mali said, it's impossible. So then Hanumanji said, okay, do one thing, it's better, you can, I want to fight with you, he told to Hanumanji. Hanumanji said, you cannot fight with me, do one thing, you better learn one mantra. I will teach you a mantra, of very nice mantra, you chant that, then at least you will go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, please chant Rama. So then Jambumali said, I didn't come here to learn some mantras from you here. I came to fight with you. So then he was still, by the time he could fight, what Hanumanji did, he took his index finger and he put in the navel of Jambumali. He took him, he rotated him like this and he threw him. All the liver, everything came out of the stomach of, everything came out of the body of Jambumali, and Jambumali was killed. So this way Hanumanji did pastimes. So Shri Hanumanji ki.
Yes.
So then the news went to Ravana. What? Jambumali is killed. So then Indrajit said, I'll go now. So then Indrajit went. And there were some scenes with Indrajit. And then finally Hanumanji thought, okay, I have done enough destruction here. So let me go to Ravana. Because Indrajit, what he did is, he used Brahmastra. So that is why, to tie Hanumanji. So Hanumanji thought, let me respect Brahmaji. It is Brahma's astra. I should respect Brahmaji. And anyway, I've done enough destruction. Let me go and see Ravana. So what did Hanumanji? He himself, actually, Hanumanji has so many benedictions. Even those arrows, when Jambumali was sending, nothing could do, anything could affect Hanumanji. You remember, in his childhood, he got so many benedictions from so many demigods. So that is why nothing, anyone cannot do anything for him. Even the Brahmastra, if Hanumanji wants, then he can be tied by the rope. Otherwise, he cannot be tied by anything. So then he said, let me go and respect Ramaji and let me go and see Ravana also. So then Hanumanji got tied in the rope and then he was presented in front of Ravana. So then Hanumanji said, hey Ravana, I am the messenger of Lord Ram and I am Hanuman. I need a place to sit. I am the messenger of Lord Ram. So I have got a message for you. Please give me a place to sit. So then Ravana said, a place for a monkey. We don't have seats for animals in our kingdom. So then Hanumanji said, oh, do you mean that there are places for people lower than animals? Oh, like that he told to him. And then Hanumanji said please give back seat. This thing, he was telling that all these things. So Ravana said, hey monkey, you go and sit on the tree. So then Hanumanji said, you don't even respect your messenger. So the Ravana said that you are speaking too much. So then Hanumanji, by the time, what did he do? He expanded his tail. He expanded the tail so huge, it went up, ekdam, and Ravana had to see like this. Yeah, he went and sat on top of that tail seat of Hanumanji, and it was very higher than the seat of Ravana. Ravana had to look like this to talk to Hanumanji. So Hanumanji said, here is my message, please give back Sita. That is what Lord Rama has said. Hanumanji said, no, I will not give back Sita. So Hanumanji Ravana said, I will not give back Sita. So then Hanumanji started using politics. Okay? So he said, hey Ravana, you have so many wives. They are so beautiful, because he just went to the palace and came. He said, all of them are so beautiful. And besides that, Sita is not very beautiful. Because he was trying to change the mind of Ravana. So through using politics. Sita is not beautiful. If you want, you know, I can get more queens for you from everywhere. Please give back Sita. So then Ravana said, no, I will not give back Sita. So then, not only that, he got so angry, he told that Hanumanji should be punished. So then Hanumanji said, what punishment are you going to give me? So then they told him to be tied with the ropes. So then Hanumanji said, initially he just broke the Brahmastra. At that time Indrajit thought like this, because Indrajit thought he caught him with the help of Brahmastra, but he didn't know that it was only because of Hanuman's humility that he got himself into the Brahmastra. So now Hanumanji said that another rope was tied for him, and Hanumanji said, what punishment are you going to give me? Ravana said, the monkeys are very proud of their tails. So that is why I am going to put fire on the tail of Hanumanji. So Hanumanji said, very good. I got a very good idea. I was just thinking what I should do. Because if I do something on my own, Ramachandra will shout at me. Ramachandra will say, why did you do all these things? But now what I will say, that because my tail was lit on fire, I sat here, I sat there, that is why everywhere it got lit with fire. So that I will not, because Ramachandra will get angry if I do something like that. But you gave me a very good idea, Ravana. So then his tail was lit on fire, and the news went to Sita Devi. So Sita Devi, she started praying to Agni Dev that the fire on Hanuman's tail, it should not burn. He should not have a burning sensation. It should be cool as ice. So then, because Sita Devi was praying so deeply, Hanumanji never felt the burn of the fire. He was feeling very cool. Not only that, even when he was young, you remember, Agnidev had given him the benediction that fire will not affect you. That benediction also he had. Moreover, Sita Devi was praying. So Hanumanji didn't have even little sense of the burning sensation. So Hanumanji was just jumping here and there. And then what he did, he went to every place in Lanka, and he started litting fire at every place. This was how angry Hanuman was. So this is how you should use your anger in the service of Lord Ram. We always get angry, isn't it, on unnecessary things. But according to Srila Prabhupada says, everything should be used in the service of Lord. The same way you should use our angry when people say, no, we will not chant Hare Krishna, we will not take Bhagavad Gita, we will not do these things. That time you should use your anger. You should use your anger to make them into a devotee. You should use your anger in service of Lord Ram. So this way, Hanumanji burnt the whole Lanka. But in the end, he thought, oh my God, what I've done? What if Ashoka Vatika is also in fire? Then Sita Devi will be burnt. So he went running. He went to Ashoka Vatika. He saw Sita Devi was not affected. So he went and told to Sita Devi, Sita Devi, you do one thing. No, please sit on my shoulders. I will leap anyway back to Kishkindha. You come with me. I will take you to Lord Ram. Sita Devi said that you told me that Lord Rama will come. She wanted to give importance to Lord Ram. Lord Rama will come. He will win over Ravana. And besides, I'm a chaste lady. I can't sit on the back of you. So that is what she told to him. And then she gave him, at that time itself, the first meeting itself, she had given her hair ornament. It is called Chudamani. So that something does go. Yeah, Chudamani, I believe it's from the, anyway, she gave an ornament. That ornament she gave to Hanumanji, and Hanumanji took the ornament and he flew back to Kishkindha. All the monkeys, hey, Hanumanji is back. Everyone was very happy. And then they all went to one forest called Madhuvan. And that was belonging to, actually it was Sugriva's, but it was guarded by a monkey called Dadimukha. And Dadimukha would not allow anyone to enter that forest. It was full of trees with lot of very nice fruits, and lot of honey was there. And Jambavan, along with all the monkeys, they said, we have done such a great task. We should have a treat. So they all, they wanted to go and enjoy the fruits and the honey in the forest. Hanumanji said, no, no, we should not go because Sugriva may become angry. Because no one was allowed. But Jambavan said, no, no, all these monkeys have done great tasks. We all should go and have the feast. And they all entered and they started, you know what monkeys, what they do when they go into the forest. So they all were enjoying. And the news went to, and Hanumanji, when he was coming back, he thought that if I say this thing, Sita is found. So Sita, so when Rama will hear only Sita, maybe Rama may think that I didn't find Sita. So that is why he was shouting, found Sita, found Sita. And besides that, the news went to Sugriva that these monkeys are enjoying in the forest. So then Sugriva told to Ramachandra that now we have got the news of Sita. Then Ramachandra said, how do you know that? Because the monkeys, they will not enter that forest without, because they have found something very special news, so they have entered the forest. So this is how Sita was found. Now let us see what happens tomorrow. Okay. Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki.
Yeah.